Okay, in this Flash and ActionScript 3 XML, external XML lesson, we're showing you how to create. We're going really in depth this time. I had a similar tutorial that didn't go as in depth and I didn't explain as much, and I think a lot of people can use a real clear in depth explanation on how this all works. So we show you how to bring in data from an external XML file and display it in Flash, have colored boxes and all the things that you'd like it to have. This lesson comes courtesy of Mr. Plix6, one of our forum members, and his thread reads, "Hi there, this is more of a tutorial request, I guess, but it is relevant of ActionScript 3 and XML. Anyways, could anyone make a tutorial on the basics of XML?" And he talks about how he's read the Flash help file, a couple of tutorials, some books. "Working with XML and ActionScript 3 is proving itself more challenging every time. So, could anyone make a tutorial of the basics of XML and integrating it into the Flash file, into a Flash file, or even just explain how to do it here? It'd be greatly appreciated. Thanks for everything." And Shanky gave him some good resources. I'm just going to show a quick video tutorial of the basics of XML from start to finish, and then you guys can dig deeper into it. Okay, so the first thing we'll do is I'm going to open up Dreamweaver CS4 because I really like it. The highlighting, syntaxing, code help, everything. It's great. So I'm going to go to Create New, under the Create New list, XML. And if you happen to be working in Notepad or WordPad, very basic text editor, you can just create a new document and name it whatever you like. I'm going to name this one File, Save As. Let's go to the desktop, make a new folder, and let's name it XML Basics. AS3, ActionScript 3, XML Basics. In that folder, I'm going to name it my XML file. My XML file, and it already knows it's going to be an XML extension. In Notepad or WordPad, you might have to put the extension in, my XML file.xml, to claim it as an XML. So I save, and you see Dreamweaver knows it's an XML extension already. Okay. So the first part of the lesson, I'll show you how to code out from scratch your XML file and how that all works. And then in the second half of the tutorial, the same video, we'll be demonstrating how to bring this data from the XML file into our Flash ActionScript 3 project and display those items, access all of them, and understand how to. Okie dokie, here we go. By default, Dreamweaver gives us the XML version and encoding type tag automatically by default, so we'll just remove that in case any of you guys happen to be coding from scratch, and let's explain everything. So let's open a tag, put the question mark, and this is claiming the XML version. It's going to equal 1.0 in between double quotes. 1.0, and then encoding type equals. There's several different encoding types you can use. Let's close that off with the question mark. And we'll just use UTF-8, which Dreamweaver gives us by default, as you noticed earlier. There's also other encoding types you can use, and you can research the XML encoding types on your own if you really want to know about it, but it's really not necessary to know about it if this will function in our Flash application well enough. If you really want to dig into what the encoding types do, then you can on your own. That would be outside the scope of this lesson. So, first thing we'll do, since that tag is all closed up, is we're going to open an XML tag and close it. So down here, open, and we just put in Dreamweaver, you can just put in the forward slash and it closes the tag for you, see? It's very nice. I put in the bracket, I put in the forward slash, and it closes tag for me. Dreamweaver helps you do less work, but you can still understand the code, just like anybody working in WordPad or Notepad. And Dreamweaver also gives you a lot of stock code that helps you learn how to code. A lot of people bash Dreamweaver and they're stupid. Okay, so here we go. Let's say my XML list. And this is opening the tag, the section that's going to be read in our ActionScript file as the XML list. So to keep everything organized real nice, let's put some spaces in here. That way we have, when humans read our XML file, or we read our XML file, we have nice visual referencing on how all the tags are stacked up on each other. So now let's close this one. So you see how I opened my XML list and then I closed my XML list? Now I can put things inside of my XML list. It's that easy. Put a couple of spaces here, go down one more line by pressing enter, and let's put the first list item. And this is how easy it is. Let's call it list item. List item. And let's close that tag. And down here, let's close it off. You have to close off all your tags. So this is, say, list item 1. And we want 3 list items for this example, because I think 3 will show this example nicely. And you'll be able to expand. Okay, so there's list item 1, list item 2, and list item 3. These 3 list items are what we're going to bring into Flash to make render. Okay, so first thing we'll do is have the item color. So we type in item color, and all these tags you see here, these little nodes, are going to be referenced in Flash when we bring it in to display. So item color for the first guy is FFF, which is white. Let's close that tag off. Item color closed. Okay. Now, the next item for the person, or whatever you're doing, if you're showcasing clothing or software, I'm just going to be showcasing people. Okay, so item label, and this is going to be their name. The first guy's name, I'll use redneck names. So we got Peter McCall. Peter McCall. Close his item label tag. Now, Peter McCall's phone number. Put item phone. And then you just put his phone number in. 555. 555. 5555. And we close his item phone tag. Now that's all we need for Peter McCall. You can have many more options in there, many more nodes that would bring in much more data. It's very easy. I'm just going to show 3 pieces of data we bring in for each one of our 3 list items. But know that those can be expanded to have many more item types in there. And you can have many more list items, not only 3. Okay, so I'm going to pop in two more people into these other 2 list items here, and then we'll talk about bringing it into Flash. We'll show you how to do that. And just so you know, the item color there, the item color tags, or nodes, which they would be properly called, is XML nodes. They are going to be hex values. We bring them into Flash, it's hex values. And then we're going to utilize them within some of our function to make those colors happen. We'll make it happen. Okay, so the next person. So we got Emily Owen and Jeff Jones. Peter McCall, Emily Owen, Jeff Jones. Let's see, we all have different phone numbers, that's great. Okay, so you see everything is closed off and nested really nice. We opened my XML list and then closed it. See, here's the opener, here's the closer, here's the main XML tag right here, and then it closes here. Within the main XML tag is my XML list. Within my XML list, we put list items. That's as simple as it is. XML is so simple, and even if you wanted, you can bring one little item in. For instance, if I only wanted one little item to go in, I can just put owner name tag and then close that tag off, and inside of it put Adam Corey. And you don't put any of these other things in, and you can access just that one thing. So XML could be that simple if you wanted it to be. But for bringing one variable into Flash, I wouldn't recommend XML. Okay, so, but it works well. I would just do it in other ways. There's the three people. Everything's done here. Let's bring it into Flash. Let's open Flash ActionScript 3 project, which you can be in Flash CS3 or Flash CS4 and code this exactly the same. So let's open Flash ActionScript 3 project and let's save this file to the same location on our desktop. Where is it? I forgot what I named it now. AS3 XML Basics. Let's name that the same thing. AS3 underscore XML underscore Basics. That'll be the name of my Flash file. You would name yours, my file, whatever you want. Okay, now we have to realize that this XML file and this Flash file have to live in the same exact folder if we're going to reference it directly. It could also live in different folders. So you see here I have my Flash file and my XML file living in the same folder, and it would live that way on my server as well. If I wanted to have my XML file in a folder, say, called XML, and I pop it in there. Actually, I can't do that while Dreamweaver has it open. Let's close it there in Dreamweaver. Now I drag it in there. Now you could reference it in that folder if you wanted, and I might show you how to do that. Let's cut that out. Let's bring it back. Okay. So now inside of the Flash file, all we have to do is code out to grab each and every one of the nodes from the XML file and display them in a loop. That's what we'll be doing. We'll be using a dynamic loop to render all of the items in the XML file, so you don't have to go over each one. We can just iterate. Okay, the ActionScript 3 side of working with external XML data is not as simple as creating the actual XML file itself. It's a little more complicated. I'm going to try and get you comfortable with it as best I can. Okay, so I'm going to show you sections of code. Well, first thing, I'm going to draw out a rectangle just to serve as background graphics. That looks good to me. And let's make this an edge of black. Just a little lighter. Okay. So now we have graphics on layer 1. So let's just name that graphics and stuff. Then we add a new layer, name this one ActionScript 3 3.0. And here is where you can click the current keyframe for the ActionScript layer and press F9 to open your actions panel. And that's where we put in code that we want to correspond to certain objects or things in our timeline. Okay, so I'm going to pop in some code and I'll discuss each line or each section as I pop it in, because I'm not going to code character by character for you. It will take too long. Okay, here, and this is very similar to another tutorial I gave, but I didn't go as in-depth and explain things as well. Okay, so this one, we set the Y location on stage where the first box will live. And we're going to bring in each XML item, each XML list item, and it's going to be placed into its own little box, and in each little box we're going to put the data. And I show you how to create a movie clip container that holds the rectangle, the colored rectangle, the text, the two text objects, and organizes things into a nice movie clip container. That way you can even add more interactions to that container, like button interactions, anything you can do to a movie clip or button, basically. Alright, so first line sets the Y placement. So this means each box, when it comes in, will live at a Y location on stage of 20, which would be, let's see, where's 20? Y. See, my box is now at Y20. So that's where the first one will start when it's dynamically displayed. The X placement is similar. That just determines where on this X plane that the the file will live, and that's set to 30, so it'll be right about there. So 20 and 30. That's about where the first box will live. When it comes in dynamically, its top corner will be right there. Now, the third line is the distance each box should be apart, referencing each box from this top corner. If that makes sense, each box is going to be referenced from its top left corner. Okay, now let's put in the next little bit of code. Now, here we're going to initialize the XML with this line. It creates an XML object and initializes it, and then we place the XML file name into a string variable here. This is a string variable with the XML file name on server and its location. And then we initialize the URL request right here using this string with the file's location and name. See? We make a URL request, and then we use a loader to load the URL request. Then in my loader, we add an event listener for complete. And XML loaded is going to be the name of the function that runs on complete. Okay? Now, let's go ahead and add that as the start of that function. It's going to run right there at that point. And so, let's go ahead and close that function off. Let's give it lots of space. There'll be lots of things in there. Okay, the first thing we're going to do inside of that XML loaded function is this. We're going to place the XML data into the XML object. See? This XML object we claimed up here, my XML, gets the loader object data. And that's what we do. We put the loader object data into the MyXML object. And then we initialize and give a var name, which is XML doc, to the name of the new external XML document, just for using it in ActionScript easier. And then we ignore white spaces within that document. So in your XML file, say if you have blank lines separating each item, then it will get ignored, so you don't have to worry about it. Okay, so define a new name for the XML that is in the data in my loader. So we give it a var of menu XML, and it's XML based my loader data, which is very similar to what we did here, but we're just going to place it into a new variable here. Then we take the XML doc that we claimed right here, which is XML document based. Okay, so now we parse the XML data into a readable format. So we use the parse XML method or function, and we make it all to string. String is like the opposite of a number. String is like just text characters, alphanumeric characters. Let's see. Okay, now we're going to add the for loop. And a for loop is for iterating over items, usually dynamic items that you have coming in externally, so you can code a little more slim. Let's go ahead and close that one off. So inside of the for each loop is really where, let's give this a little more inset there, is where all the magic really happens, inside of this for each loop. Right here inside of the XML function, the XML loaded function, we had to claim a few things to get our XML into readable format. Now inside of the for each loop is where we're gonna really add the magic to make everything display. Okay, so the first thing inside of our little magical for each loop, and you can see inside of our for each loop, and let me line these up right about there. Boink, boink. Point. Point. Okay, so let's bring this back one. Okay, so the for each loop, it claims a variable of list item, and it's XML based. And inside of my XML, which is this object here that we claimed at the very top, my XML, it's a new XML object, and we add the list item. So it knows to read the list item nodes within our external XML file. So it creates a new variable for each of those list items. Does that make sense? Yes, it does. Okay, so each list item in our external XML file is created a new variable for it, which is called list item. And then we can access those things within the loop. So within this loop, each person or each list item will get iterated over, so we can then display in succession. And I'll show you how. First thing we do is access the value of the item label. Let's see, no, item color. It's item color. This is label phone. Okay. Access the value of the item color. In my last lesson, I didn't show you guys how to deal with colors or have or convert strings to a color, which I show you how to do here. And I'll show you how to do that in just a second. We're going to convert this color, which is a string variable, into a number variable, and I'll show you how to do that. So we access the value of the item color, which each one of our people in our XML file has a color, remember? Each one of our people in our XML file has a item label, which was their name. And each one of our people had a phone number. So all we're doing here is creating variables, string variables, of each of those items in the nodes in our XML file. It's pretty simple. Now we're going to define what the box is going to look like, a little rectangle. It's going to be their little background for their box. And I'm going to show you how to display things in ActionScript within this XML loop, just so you don't have just some blank tutorial that doesn't show you how to integrate or actually use the knowledge. We'll give you something that we'll show you how to dynamically render and display things, as well as try to give you the insight that you need of what the code is doing, you know? Okay, so this next section all pertains to the style of the box that holds each person. Does that make sense? Yes. Var rect shape is a new shape. So we named this variable rect. We claimed it is a shape, and it's a new shape object. The next line is var color, and this is the number. We're converting the list color number, or the list color string, into a number in this line. So we claim a new variable called color. Make sure it's a color object, or a color variable, sorry. And then, or a number variable, sorry. And that's how we convert this string here, this list color, to a string. And you have to add the 0x there. I'm not sure if you have to add that, but it looks like all the colors in ActionScript, they like that. So I added it. So we add a little string to the string coming in. See what I did? I added a little string of 0x to the number string, the hex value coming in for their number. And this whole variable is claimed as a number. So then we can use that in the begin fill. So we say the rectangle that we created here has a graphics begin fill of color. That's all that's saying. The graphics is going to be colored this color, which is going to be different for each one of those people if it's claimed as different in the XML file, which ours is. So the rect, we also add a line style, which is a border around your box, around your rectangle. And ours is going to be a nice dark color. And this is the hex value for that nice, I think it's a dark gray. And then we draw the box. Now the box is drawn, and we can then add child to stage whenever we like. We're going to be doing that in just a second, and I'll show you. You might think this is really complex, but this is all kind of necessary for doing this sort of thing in ActionScript 3. So just get used to it. But you can see everything, you know, has its place here. And like I said, you can research all of these green items to to really understand what I'm coding out here. Okay, now let's pop in the next section. Now this pertains to the... Everything's off. This pertains to the text fields that are going to be created to hold each person's... to display each person's data. Okay, so now we say my text variable. We claim a new variable, which is a text field, and or text field object, sorry. And then the myText1, which is claimed here, gets a dot text value of list label. That means the actual text that's in that node, which is list label, which is each person's name, remember? That gets put in to the text field as that text field's value, its text value. So the next line auto sizes the text field and make sure it's aligned to left. The next line, you can do a whole lot of text formatting if you research it in ActionScript 3 help file or online. You can understand how to format code like a champ. I just do a couple of little things here to show you examples. Now this myText.x, it offsets it inside of the box 2 pixels, and the y also, so it's like cushion space, so it's not right up against the edge. That's all those two little lines are doing. Okay, now we're going to add child. Let's see, right here. Add child my text. That means it's actually going to be placed on stage at this moment, which is the first text field. So let's put this up here. Add child my text one. Now the second text field is going to hold the phone number. It's going to be all the same things pretty much. And then we're going to add that child as well. Grab the code for that right here. Okay, so we added child 1, we add child 2, or add child for my text 1, add child for my text 2, and add child, if you don't know, is for adding dynamic objects to the stage. It actually puts it on the flash stage so people can see it at that moment. Add child, that's what that does. You can also use remove child, handy little function. Okay, so that takes care of the text and the boxes. Now all we gotta do is create a little movie clip container, that way you guys can have more control over each list item and create objects out of them that can be manipulated with code like a button or any movie clip can. Okay, now let's pop in the last little bit of code and explain it to you, and then you'll be off and running. Now I'm also gonna have this source file available free for download at developphp.com in the flash section. You can get to the source and the XML all in a nice little zip package. Okay, those are offset a little bit further than the rest, but that's okay. Now we're gonna create that movie clip holder for each box that I was talking about, and this is not a necessary step, but I think it really helps in making your loops leaner, and you're organizing all the person's data or all the items data into one little box that can then be given more code and interaction. And I have tutorials that show you how to create dynamic movie clips from loops into buttons that then can get clicked and go to URLs or other scenes in your flash file or open up new data for display. And that's when you get more advanced into XML programming in ActionScript 3. You can go and take my other tutorials and see a lot of other cool stuff. Okay, so inside of this last little bit of code that I just added, I'm going to explain each line. We create the movie clip holder, which is using just the new movie clip, create new movie clip object function, and then we give it a var name of clip underscore MC. We add the rectangle graphic now to that movie clip. Inside of it, it's going to be placed the rectangle, which is going to be colored, remember, with each person's color choice. Then we add the text fields inside of our movie clip. Clip underscore MC is going to have 2 text fields placed into it. This one is going to be the name, the person's name, and this one is going to be the person's phone number. So we're just adding child instead of directly to stage. See, add child, that adds child directly to stage. And then this one will scoop it up and place it into the clip underscore MC, which we might not even need this one, and I might get rid of these if we don't need them. We'll test and we'll see. You learn something new every day. Okay, so now after we put the two text fields into the box, then we put the new movie clip on stage at this very moment. Add child, clip and MC. At this moment when this runs, their little box is put on stage. And it's all split second. You can't even notice it. It just happens so fast. So now we apply the offset Y position to the stage. And this is to make it so these three lines of code make it to where each box just doesn't land right on top of each other on stage. You have to offset each item in your iterated for loops so that each item won't be sitting directly on top of its of the one that came in before it. So if you didn't offset each item, you would see just the last item that was brought in through the loop, because all other items would be hidden in stacks and layers underneath that one. Okay, so here we offset the Y placement, we offset the X placement, and remember those values we put here in the beginning? That's what those are. Just take a minute and you'll understand that it's saying clip for this item coming through the loop, it equals Y placement, so it knows to have a Y placement of 20, an X placement of 30, and then each box knows that it has to be offset of a Y position of 60, so each box doesn't land on top of each other. This one really has to do with each box being offset. These really just place where it's going to line up on stage, if that makes sense. And that's pretty much everything. Let's see, I hope I don't get any errors. Let's try this. Beautiful. Alright, so Peter McCall has a white box, remember? Emily Owen, we had to give her a little pink box. And Jeff Jones, we gave him a light green box. And that's how you get all of your items to come out on stage. You see here was my background. So when I press Control Enter and I test the movie, there it is, or by pressing F12 and look at it and see how it would look in the browser. Pressing Control Enter just exports it for viewing in Flash and debugging. Okay. So this also has to be available if you want to get to the actual source of what I created here to look at it a little further, change it up, whatever. And that should show you the very basics of creating an external XML file for use in Flash and then bringing it into Flash and having it display all the ways that you want it to. Okie dokie, we'll see you next lesson. Oh yeah, we were supposed to check one thing in the code here to see if we actually needed it to add these text fields at this moment. I don't think we do. Let's see. Nope, not needed. We can get rid of those. I didn't think they were. Okie dokie, see you next time.